from Edit, Fund Number 444-007-306-005 is for the second Niblack project for the amount of $18,907.97. If anybody'd like to make comment on this topic, please come to the podium. Okay, public hearing's over.
Okay, we'll call to order the council meeting for May 22nd. If everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well. Amen.
Amen.
Can we have a roll call?
Scott Brown.
Here.
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 Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question?
Ryan
Yes.
Jane
yes.
Dan
yes.
Jim
yep.
Yes.
Yes.
And by a vote of 7-0, the agenda is adopted. I need approval of the minutes for the May 8th meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes for the meeting on the 8th.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Question?
Wayne
yes.
Dan
yes.
Jim
yep.
Yes.
Jim
yes.
Brown.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, and those are approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. I do want to mention that Vincennes was mentioned in the AARP magazine for our complete street ordinance that you guys passed. In the article, it lists that we were in the top 10 nationally in 2015 ordinance. So I thought that was neat that we were listed then. Not that I would get that newspaper, but I think Dwayne gets
it. Yeah, I borrowed.
anything else? Not. Committee chair reports. None. We'll move to report of city officers.
Dusty Luking, Chief Vincennes Police Department. Couple things, I guess, while I'm up here, just to kind of keep you up to date. I know the cars have been the big talk for a long time with everybody, just to kind of give you guys an update on what we're doing there. We have all of our vehicles are striped at this point that are being striped, and we are on vehicle 5 and 6 as far as the equipment install is going on right now. That's picked up a little bit. When they first got started, they had a couple hiccups getting things rolling, but they've got where they're moving a little quicker now on those. So we still look to have all of those completed by the end of June, but guys are excited and I'm excited. Our fleet's looking really good, and if you have not noticed, I'm sure you probably will, two of the black Tahoes that came in, we utilized some of the donation money that we had taken in to make those DARE cars for the officers that are teaching DARE in the schools. They have a full wrap on there, and they are fantastic looking. So I look forward to you guys being able to see those out in the community. They have the memorial on the back. It really pops and really looks good for the city of Vincennes. So I'm excited about those. The main reason I'm here today, though, is I wanted to let you guys know we are back up at full staff at 37 on our officers with unit number 224. So I'd like to introduce Robert Kincaid II. Robert was sworn in at the Board of Works meeting. He is his hometown is Shirley, Indiana. He's lived in Vincennes for the last 5 years, though, and graduated from Vincennes University with a degree in law enforcement. He's also worked at the Wabash Valley Correctional Facility there in Carlisle. And I mentioned in the Board of Works meeting, he's engaged to Sybil Newland, who the Newlands are a local name here around Vincennes, so we intend on keeping him around for quite a while. I think he's going to stay here in Vincennes. So just wanted to introduce you guys to Robert and let you know that he'll be taking off with his training and probably looking at around a July the 15th start at the academy down in Evansville. Thank you.
Very good. Welcome, Robert. Welcome.
Okay, move on to old business. Ordinance 2017 district appropriation ordinance from Edit for second mid-block project in the amount of $18,907.90. Your first reading was May the 8th.
Motion for second reading for ordinance 2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have second reading of ordinance 2017. Discussion.
There was a public hearing on this prior to the meeting. Nobody spoke for or against.
They finally got going on that, didn't they? Last week. They've got a little shorter timeline now, don't they?
Call for the question. Yes.
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 And second reading of ordinance 2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Need a motion for third.
Motion for third reading for ordinance 2017.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have third and final reading of ordinance 2017.
Ordinance 2017 additional appropriation ordinance section 1 and 2, $18,908.
In discussion.
Question.
Salter.
Yes.
Billy Rose.
Yes.
Westfall.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Brian Rowe.
Yes.
Lane Patton.
Yes.
Avalanche.
Yes.
And third and final reading of ordinance 2017 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business. First up is Vincennes Housing Authority, Linda Frederick, payment in lieu of taxes.
Hi, Linda Frederick, Vincennes Housing Authority Executive Director.
Show us the money.
Jim Thompson, I have the pleasure to serve as the Chair of the Board of the Vincennes Housing Authority. It's said that volunteering is the rent you pay for the space you take. Myself, along with the Commissioners, Vice Chair Sharon Walker, Janice Eads, Becky Nowowski, William Morse, Karen Tolliver, and Becky Bushy, make it our duty to volunteer our time and talents to do the right thing for the City of Vincennes and the citizens that live in the Housing Authority properties. And under the guidance of our Executive Director, Linda Frederick, we managed to succeed. We are grateful for the city services, police, fire, sanitation, sewer, as well as other services offered to our residents. Since 1976, the Vincennes Housing Authority has made payments in lieu of taxes of the amount of $1,014,813. We would also like to be the citizens to be aware that the Housing Authority put in our community over $1.25 million last year in payments to landlords for rental assistance. This is done through the Section 8 program. Since 1976, and I already did that, didn't I? No, I didn't. And since 1976, Vincennes Housing Authority has made payment in lieu of taxes for a total of $1,014,813. In keeping with doing the right thing philosophy, it's our pleasure to present a check to the City of Vincennes for $46,065 in lieu of taxes and say thank you to the City Council and the Mayor.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We greatly appreciate that. It's always good to see you show up at our meetings.
And thank you for your service. I believe you just recently got an outstanding review, so we commend your leadership for that. Excellent, excellent. Keep up the good work.
And I got a contract for another 4 years.
Wow. There we go.
This was your largest check ever, too.
Yes.
Yes.
Great. Much appreciated.
Okay, we'll move on to ordinance 21-2017, ordinance adopting amendments to the Knox County zoning ordinance for 1409 Fraser Avenue.
Motion to approve ordinance 21-2017 for first reading.
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Councilman Westfall to have first reading of ordinance 21-2017.
Ordinance 21-2017, sections 1, 2, and 3, rezoning ordinance from I-1 to R-1 and be referred to area plan.
I'm Katie Cotter. I'm here on behalf of the petitioners, Brandon and Tracy Walker, for their petition to change zoning. Brandon and Tracy own property on 1409 Fraser Avenue. They're asking it be rezoned from I-1, which is light industrial district, to R-1, which is single family residence. Currently, there's a pole barn and a mobile home on the lots. They recently purchased a new mobile home that they want to relocate on the property. They were denied a permit due to the present zoning. I don't think they were aware it was zoned I-1. They've resided on the property for over 20 years, and to their knowledge, it's always been used for residential purposes. The remaining lots in the block are also single-family residences, and the houses on the other side of Fraser Avenue are zoned R-1. I have attached a couple of exhibits showing the property and the current zoning. At this time, we'd ask that it be passed on first reading and referred to area plan for the public meeting.
Any questions? Or
nice to see somebody making improvements in that area. So. Question?
Rose?
Yes.
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
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 Okay, and by a vote of 7-0, ordinance 21-2017 passes on first reading and is referred to area plan. Thanks. Next is claims.
There's some changes to the claims, but the total amount that we're going to be approving is $654,570.05. And Sharon's got the claim. It's 471.72. Pardon? Yeah, the motion is for $654,570.05. But there was a reason, but we had to add a $993.86, and then we had to subtract the $471.72. That's where we come up with the $654,570.05.
And the $993.86 is money for soccer league, and that's part of our money for youth sports, is what that was for. Okay. Okay. Got a motion?
Second.
Motion by President Brown, second by Council Westfall to approve claims in the amount of $654,570.05.
Question. Jim Westfall?
Yes.
Bob Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Blaine Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
Heather Rose?
Yes.
And the claims were paid by a vote of 7-0. Does anyone have anything under miscellaneous?
Are we cleaning 6th Street, or is that crew cleaning 6th Street? I know that we've got a pretty big week coming up.
Yeah. We're cleaning it, and then it'll get ready, be ready for striping, and that'll happen here.
Okay. Right. It's nice that that's
actually
done.
We're working on it. We don't have streets with it. It looks right now. So.
Mr. Mayor and Mr. President, on our claims today, there's two of them. There's one under the mayor's tourism and also under the city council's. And it says Knox County Life Enrichment. Can we talk about that a little bit?
And if you remember, we brought this up, Dwayne did, I don't know, a few months ago, and you all agreed that you would give $3,000 to that through promotion of the city, and then I agreed that I'd give $3,000 through the mayor's promotion of the city. But yeah, we can discuss it.
I don't remember that was, maybe that's when I was absent.
I think, because Dwayne, you explained the program and...
Yeah, it's all that. I'm trying to... What is the issue?
Well, my issue is, it's not an issue, and I'm not against this program, but this money is going to KCDC, is that right? Knox County Redevelopment?
It's actually a program that's being ran through them for the youth CEO program and...
Is it going to the program instead of Casey? Is that the mix-up that we're...
The program is funded through donations.
And is that the CEO program, correct?
Yes, the CEO program.
And so then it goes directly to the program and not to KCDC?
A board that oversees that.
Is that the confusion that we've got?
Okay, so is this just a one-time payment?
I think it's $1,000 a year for 3 years.
It's a three-year program. Would you have the option of paying as one payment for the 3 years, or you can pay it $1,000 per year for 3 years?
And I think they billed $1,000 a year.
Well, my point in asking this is that I think that we give KCDC enough money each year, $150,000 annual, $4,000 per month, and for them to come back and ask for another $1,000. I know it's not a lot of money, but sometimes it has to stop. But I'm not against the program, and I just want to bring that out.
I would assume you guys have a process where you approve the promotion of the city money between all of you, so I'm assuming that went through your process. So. Any other discussion? Or?
Yeah. Can you explain this?
TIF letter.
Every year.
Did you get a copy?
They have to do this. That just started a year or two ago. That they have to file this to the state and show that they're going to use the TIF dollars. And that's a report that is done every year. Anything else?
Well, I'd just like to quickly add that in addition to being a city of complete streets, we are a city of volunteers, and so we had a lot of volunteers this past weekend that I believe raised over $48,000 for Relay for Life, so we salute their efforts. And then this weekend, we immediately go into the rendezvous where lots and lots of nonprofit organizations will have lots of volunteers out doing their thing, selling food. So, and of course, that money goes back into the community. So just want to salute all the volunteers that, you know, do work week after week to make our community the best it can be. And of course, it, you know, goes on far beyond that, but these are the two most recent activities. So just want to thank the volunteers.
Anything else? No, we just need a motion to adjourn.
Come on.